I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians often get accused of blasphemy in Pakistan, and the story of Shafqat Emanuel and his wife follows similar trends. Bruce Ellen of FMI says the couple was accused of sending text messages insulting the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. They've been in prison since 2013. Police arrested the family, beating and threatening Shafqat until he forced a confession out of him. But the evidence doesn't hold up, says Allen.
He couldn't. Number one, he's illiterate. Number two, the text messages weren't even in Urdu, the national language of Pakistan. They were in English. He doesn't even know how to speak English, let alone read or write it.
Pray that Shafqat and his wife will be released from their unjust imprisonment when judges finally hear their appeal. And we asked you to pray a few days ago for a Bible launch organized by Voice of the Martyrs Korea. Each year, VOM Korea sends scripture to North Korea in balloons or sea bottles. Today, Pastor Eric Foley explains the silver lining to Friday's failed Bible launch.
What we've learned over the years is that God always has a reason for every event that happens. We used to get disappointed about it, but what we realize now is that God has even a purpose for blocking launches.
We don't know how the Lord is going to use it. We just know what we're called to do.
Police stopped the latest launch following political maneuvering between North and South Korea. But we can be praying the hearts of the South Korean police will be open to the gospel.
Over the years, we feel like that we've done probably as much witnessing to South Korean police as we have to North Korean people.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.